Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
Runway.
Don't shake up.
Go! witch doctor. like a night of champagne. As I kiss you again and again and again and again.
Now everybody ask me why I'm solid, I'm from ear to ear. But I know, oh, nothing's perfect, but it's worth it after fighting through my tears. And finally you put me first, baby, it's
everyone out there that are listening are blessed and happy and content in their place or wherever they are today. Hello, chat room. Hello to all the people out there in the ballroom scene. This is Mother Nicole Kwan. Tonight, the show topic is going to be mothers to mother. There is no other. Tell me why you are a mother. I'm going to go through a couple of conversations. Yesterday, a lot of people missed to hear the recap on Baltimore and how unfair they have. I'm going to be on this show by myself, so whoever's calling my cell phone, if you're supposed to call in, you have to call in. I have a lot of people lined up tonight for everybody to see. I got a lot of people lined up tonight, all different types of mothers. We're going to have the overall mother, Kiana Ibisu. We're going to have the overall mother, Dawn LaCroix, along with Shasha Chanel. We will have, I'm looking for Divine. We will also have the legendary, iconic mother, Angel Revlon, and the overall mother, Shanice Khan. This is a platform tonight where I'm making it for every mother to be able to come up here and help figure out what we can do as mothers for these children and all the things and the sad things that they are being taught and the unfortunate things that they don't get to learn coming up under our care. I want to go back into yesterday about Baltimore. It's always been discrepancies about Baltimore. You know, Baltimore, I have lots of friends there and I love the people there. The ballroom, my personal opinion, it can be a little bit favoritism to the inside state. We've heard that Baltimore feels that they are not a part of the ballroom scene and that they are not acknowledged as much. Well, I'm going to say, I guess that would be because that anytime that people will come there, a lot of people are treated unfairly because the way they feel that they may need to protect themselves. And we need to, Baltimore needs to come together as a whole with this ballroom scene and do things and give everybody that fairly deserves a chance or fairly deserves to win or however it is that come there, they should embrace them and they should give them a chance to go through them and as fairly as possible. So if you want to line from Baltimore and you was at the ball last weekend and you have something that you probably think that was unfair or you know, have a problem with, or even a suggestion, you can drop in. I want you to, you know, you guys, if you're going to come on and talk about that, you can. You press one and you can always talk about how you felt or what do you think that can be better done in Baltimore. I personally believe that it needs Tony Revlon. Grandpa is definitely needed in the Baltimore area. For me, because he was able to, you know, keep it pretty much like how James and Harold and them keep D.C. You know, sometimes strict leadership is needed in such a state. So, you know, because Baltimore, is, you know, pretty much does what they do. My other topic, of course, we were going in along with the mother-to-mother conversation, the collections ball, and all the mothers that are bringing their kids out and the things and the categories that they're going to be walking that night, and how many of the mothers are going to be are supportive to their children, giving them the ambitions to go out that night and have a real, real good time out there at the collections ball. It's $15,000, $5,000 for the Grand March, and $10,000 with the house with the most points. So that means we do need a mother and a father and an establishment to accomplish something like that because it's court for togetherness. That's something a lot of people in this, you know, lifestyle don't have or in their personal life. And I'm going to keep it real. And it's lifestyle at two. We have a lot of houses that have mothers for no reason. I think a mother is somebody who is nurturing. And when their child is at a certain age, as so the children that we have today, you can't make them do. So I don't want anybody to believe that what I'm saying is that you can make them, but you can advise them and you can lead them the right direction. I would like to know, what does it take to be a mother? Why are you a mother? What do you bring to your children as being a mother? What is it that you go through that have made you the mother you are today? A lot of peoples like Kiana and Dawn and Angel and Divine and Shasha and Kelly and Shanice and Tayana, Toya and Brittany and a lot of other mothers that are all welcome to this line tonight have a lot of children that they are responsible for in a sense of guidance. And they don't, sometimes we neglect to guide in the proper way. They're not going to always listen. I tell my kids when I'm telling them something, you're going to do how you're going to do. And you got to go through your own experience. But I only can tell you what I know. So I only can tell you my experience. And that's what you can do as good. But that's not even being done. There's no structure as far as a mother. One of my first mothers I'm going to have tonight, and I'm pretty sure all of you guys can totally relate. Asking people around about mothers and what mothers is so satisfying for them. And lo and behold, the legendary mother overall, Kiana Ivisu, was mentioned out of a lot of people's mouths. She's a very dear friend of mine, and she's a very, very good mother coming from a mother. I watch how she surrounds her kids. I watch how she are there with them in every of their, in their walking of their categories or in groups and how they all cater to her. Kiana, tends up to you. I think that you are one of the beautifulest mother and nurturing mother and loving and caring mother in the scene, not just to your house members, but to your children and to your board, to your children, period, around you. Because if you are a mother, you don't just have half children. You have people, young children, period, that come to you for advice. You have people, young people, period, that come to you because they need to speak to you. They need, you know, good advice. They need to have somebody in their ear that's going to direct them in the right direction. If they don't understand something, they may need you to help understand it. And sometimes we just way too busy. And other times, you don't understand what the child is going through or how much the child needs you. So I think it's very important for me to address, and all the fathers, you know, parents, period, you are invited. This is not just a conversation about ballroom mothers, because it's not just about ballroom mothers is light work compared to being a mother. You know, we get up and a lot of people put on women clothing and y'all take on the whole, oh, I'm a mother and that's my child, and you have nothing to give and you have no intelligence and you have no growth and you have no experience and you have nothing to offer the next person other than them seeing you grow up as they grow up, and they grow up making the same mistakes you did because you was learning it the same time you were supposed to be teaching it, which means that you don't qualify to be a mother, because a mother is a very, very important, significant figure in a child's life, her husband's life, her just life, period. A mother is very, 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 very important. A parent alone is big. You know, the fathers is big, and the fathers, you know, say what they're there to enforce the rule. You know, fathers are very enforceful, and they like to enforce the rules, and they have to be a guiding figure just as well. But there's a lot more nurturing coming from the mother. So that's what we're going to be talking about. So how I want to do it is, I don't want everybody, I don't want the people calling in, reading. If there's a mother on the line that you would like to address, say something good about, maybe tell them how you feel about them, or even ask them a question. At the time they're on the phone, you press 1, and you will be brought in to conversate with the mother and I. So you will be definitely brought in to do that. And if you take your time, if we go through clearly, I don't want a lot of drained out conversation. I got to be out of here at 1 o'clock. I want it all to go, you know, accordingly. As for the mothers, I would like for you to make yours short and simple, and I'll ask you a couple of questions, and, you know, we'll bring it to collectively, and then we'll all get up out of here. What I do want to stop and say off the topic is, I think now, what time is it? Yes, he's probably there. If he's not here, he will hear this. He will hear it. Hold on. Hold on a sec. Okay. I do want to say definitely, I want to first give my apologies to every – first of all, I want to give my apologies to James. James, I call my father. I have realized something about myself, and I don't want anybody to think that I was being rude or disrespectful. I sometimes can overtalk you. Most of the times, Pop, I can overtalk you, and sometimes I even may cut you off while you are speaking. I do not mean to be rude. I apologize if I have shortchanged any of you in a conversation, and if I go off, or I just I'm just a person that just I was born to speak. So it's not that I want to be heard. That's what people say, you want to be heard. I'm going to be heard because that's the type of voice that I have, and I want to do positive things, and I'm going to do whatever I can to speak that way. So that's just that. But what I do like to apologize is to James, because, you know, he's a very tough father, and he always would be pounding me about that, and I began to take it personal. And then, you know, for Jasmine and Tony and a lot of other people, and even my brother Derek, to say that I do that, it's, you know, not taken any way from my father. It's just he's so tough. I just be, oh, James is being mean. Okay, I want to apologize to you from the sincere of your heart. You're my father, and I love you, and I understand now what you were saying, and to everybody and to you, I will try to work at it, and I will try not to cut you off or to stop your conversation. It's not personal. It's just me. And I'm not meaning to offend anybody. So to Jasmine, thank you. To Grandpa, thank you. And James, the utmost, because before anyone, you were very aggravated with it, and it made me aggravated with you. I'm sorry, and you were right. And to everybody that I've done that to, I apologize to. So I said, I said already how I was going to do the whole, if you have something to say about Baltimore, but I'm not going to stay post on there. If you want to come in and you want to talk about Baltimore, or how maybe they need to come together and open up their situation so that people won't be felt unfair when they come there, then you can press 1. If you have something to recap about the Baltimore Bowl, you can also press 1. I don't want anyone, when I go into the mother thing, because I need to know, I don't have all the three fixtures of the number switchboard. It's a different switchboard tonight, so I don't have, Kelly, I don't know, have the numbers, the three numbers of every number. So when I call the mother name and she press one, allow her to come on the platform before all you guys press one, because then there'll be a problem in, you know, communication and how that we can distinguish the mother. The first mother of the night is going to be Kiana, mother, overall mother, Ibisu. I'm pretty sure her credentials and her work speaks for itself. I don't have to give her no fab introduction, but I want to give everybody time. If you on this line and you listening, this is a blessing. This is going to be fun, and this is going to be real interesting. Call your mother. And if you are a mother, call your children. Everybody should understand what this means and how deep this conversation is going to go. Of course, throughout the whole conversation, we always have to discuss how you mothers are planning to bring your children to the collection ball, and if y'all are pulling together to bring that. I will bring Jasmine on here later on tonight so that we can discuss, because, you know, she knows what mother is actually, you know, pulling in and helping their children and stuff in. So I'll be able to, you know, see, you know, if y'all really, really doing it. But I would hope that for the collection ball, you mothers come out of the closet. You mothers participate with your children, and you mothers give your children what they need. Just nurture them. You know, you don't have to have money. You don't have to give them your place to live. Not everybody is that needy, but there are some needier than others, and we shouldn't judge. We should do nothing but help. So I definitely want, like I said, if anyone have anything to say, you have a question about the collection board, Jasmine is always in the air. Collections is in the air. October 15th, $15,000, $5,000 for the Grand March. And if there's something that you don't understand or some travel arrangements, you can also press 1. We will go in and we can also address you. But I need everyone to be calm, because it'll be a lot. I'm trying to juggle three different conversations, me being mother to mother, which is very, very important to me tonight. So the first mother I'm going to have on, like I said earlier, will be Kiana. If you're on the line, Kiana, press 1. She should be the only one pressing 1 right now. Then after that, we'll go down the line. I have to wait for Dawn, who's also getting off the train. I look for Shasha Chanel. She will also be here. Shanice, the overall mother, Karn, will be here. Angel, my sister, she will also be here. Kelly is going to also join and take her interview as a mother, because she also, as well, is a very good mother. And Tiana, I've been looking for you, but if you're on the line, Toya, and any mothers that I miss, because I try to reach out to everyone that I can think of off my hand. But if I didn't get you, it's not that I missed you. It's just that everything was going on. So any mothers, overall mother, a mother of you got gay children, doesn't have to be a boy, mother, and you feel you want to express something about motherhood, then you should press 1. So switchboard is, Kiana would be calling from a 347-432 number or 718. Could you check that one? A lot of people texting me. They wait until I get exactly on the phone. And then they start texting me crazy. Hold on. This is big juice. I also asked for, like I said, any other mothers that's on the line and you there, if you can... hold on. Jasmine, could you give me a quick tune for you? Because I need to go and... get this together. Hold on, because I can't talk in both places. Just a second. Let me turn this call. If you give me a minute, people, I'm trying to make sure where my first thing. I don't want to go past any other, go just jumping over my. I want to like to warm up the situation. Well, okay. Well, I don't have that mother, but I do have another overall mother, who has been in the scene a very, 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 very long time. See, I know that prefix. Who's been in the scene a very long time and has been mothering in the state of Philadelphia for as long as I can remember. That's my dear friend and my sister, mother, the overall mother, Dawn LaCroix, 267-230. You're on the air.
I'm here. Hi. Hello?
Hello? I'm so sorry. Hi, Donna. Well, first of all, to everybody, this is the Overall Mother, Kennedy LaCroix, known to y'all, you know. Now we have the both numbers. So, Dawn, I'm going to let Miss, I'm going to do it the way we told you, because now I'm going to sing my other sister's on the line. So, hello? Okay, well, she did. Okay, she'll call back in. So now we're going to go back to the person that I originally said. The overall, one of the most loving mothers, and I had to sit back and think about this, is my very dear friend, okay, is Kiana Overall Mother Evisu. Kiana, are you there?
I'm here. Hello.
Hi, Kiana. What's going on?
How you doing? And hello to Blog Talk and hello to the chat room and every mother out there. Hello.
Yes. Okay. Well, thank you, first of all. You know, we're dear friends, and I appreciate you and your whole everything about what you do as a mother. Okay, she's going to wait, because that's now we can do it the right way. I can appreciate everything that you have done as a mother and doing as a mother in and outside of the scene. I can really appreciate that. And not just that, a lot of people, Kiana, seems to always be talking about you and what you do as a mother. And like I said to anybody on the phone lines, if there's something you want to say, or if you want to say something to Kiana, if you want to give her a word, or if you want to tell her how thank you can press 1. This is Kiana, the Overall Mother Evisu. For any other mother, you wait until they come on the line. But right now, we're dealing with Kiana, the Overall Mother. So, Kiana, I pretty much know, all right, you know how I feel. We've spoken about some of the teaching. You know how frustrated and passionate I get about some of the teaching that are taught to the young kids, and how we don't put enough, or we don't guide enough in the right way. And this is why I'm bringing this conversation to the forefront, mother to mother. There is no other. Tell me why, Kiana, you are a mother.
Well, I feel like I'm a parent, a mother, definitely, because it takes a lot, as they said, to raise a village. And I definitely feel like I'm definitely a mother on the scene and off the scene, and I'm more of a nurturer to the young kids that's out there today, because a lot of kids of today, a lot of them come from, you know, broken homes and the things they have to deal with dealing with society, as dealing with parents and dealing with their home. And, like, being a mother plays an important part to me, that I can be that inspirational kind of to influence that individual and be that a big part of that person's life on and beyond. And I just try to do what I do, like, with my personal kids as well as any kid in the scene. It does not matter, just because I'm Overall Mother Evisu, whoever, you know, anybody can call me, they can hit me up and talk to me beyond. I don't look at house. I look at human beings first of all. That's what I look at. And I look at the children. If anybody, because I've had a lot of people, they're not even in my house, that come up to me till this day and want to call me, whether they're having personal issues in their life. They, you know, they call me out of the blue to talk to me, because they said I have that wonderful spirit and that nurturing heart. And that's what I feel I need to give, because when I first came out, when I was 16, 17 years old, I didn't get all that. And I thought to myself, I was ever going to be anything or be some kind of, you know, be that positive force in the scene. I'm going to, you know, give back a little bit, a piece of me, what I didn't give. And it's always good to, you know, guide those kids the right way and do what you have to do, because a lot of these kids, you'd just be surprised of a lot of these children's stories of where they come from and where they are, you know.
Yeah, and that's really big. I'm going to actually, one of the reasons why I was doing the show tonight was from Miss T.T. You know Miss T.T., T.T. Allure. And I was dealing with something. You know, I was outside and I seen these young kids, and I had to, make them get off in a place that they shouldn't have been. And I was dealing with how I was going to tell it, because some people everybody don't think like you. And I'm very passionate about how I feel about kids and what they should learn and what we should teach as being a leader. So
it's not easy at all.
No,
it is not easy at all, because you're dealing with First of all, you're dealing with grown people. You're dealing with, you know, young children, and it takes me back to a time when I was young. You have to learn that these kids are young, too, and you have to give them time to grow and be themselves. But then you want to sit there and kind of guide and nurture them the right way, because the times when we came out and the times of the things that we had to go through to endure what we're doing now, it was not good. And, I'm just thankful that, you know, I'm still here to be able to, you know, still be here and to give that nurturing spirit and to give that guidance to the young kids of today, to let them know, you know, you don't have to do this. You don't have to do this to fit in. You don't, you know, just to be there and motivate them to be, you know, better than I have and, you know, better than me. Hello?
I'm here with you. I want to ask a question. I mean, how different do you think the ballroom has changed as far as the mothers today opposed to the mothers back then?
Well, the mothers back then, I honestly think that the mothers back then were mothers. You had Danielle Revlon, God bless. You had Avis Pendarvis. You had Pepper LaBeija. You have Dorian Corey. You had Angie Extravaganza. You had the mothers that were truly, truly mothers. And that's who I look up to today, of the wisdom those ladies gave me to be who I am today. And you know, I take a little bit of what they taught me, and I try to bring it to the ballroom today, as far as the generation today, as far as my personal kids, whoever. I'm just bringing that kind of, you know, the nurturing, what I've learned from them. Because those people cared about you back in the day, where they wanted to really take the time to, you know, guide you and mold you to become who you are. Where today's generation is, you'll get a mother not putting nobody under the bus or trying to down anybody. You'll get a mother that gets a title and it's like some particular aspect, and you don't even hear from them. You don't even get a hello from them. You don't get that kind of nurturing spirit. You don't get, you know, all that what you're supposed to. It's like everybody's just not meant to be mother. When I take the word mother, I take the word mother very seriously, and that's, to me, not to be played with. And if these kids are taking you in their circumference in their life and making you a part of their life, and they're here to get the wisdom from you, and you're not giving that back, it's like, wow. How did you give somebody something that, you know, you barely have yourself?
And what does it take to be a mother, Mother?
First of all, it definitely takes guidance. It definitely takes patience. It definitely takes knowledge, maturity, and just being, just being a mother. You know what I'm saying? Not by title, not by name.
Amen.
It takes more into that. Just not by, anybody could say I'm mother. But what goes beyond mother? It takes a lot, and it's not easy, because I go through a lot, as well as my personal children, as well as my house kids or whoever. It's a lot, and it takes a lot to do.
I totally agree.
Like
yourself,
and
I do
mold them
motherhood
the right way too, as well. You have to mold them the right way.
It's a struggle.
Definitely.
It's a struggle, because you have some of them that can be rebellious, and you have some of them that you have to they have issues and problems, and if we can learn to be a part, you would know that, you know, that that's very important. Kiana, who was your mother, your gay mother?
Well, oh, God, it's so difficult for me because when I first started, it was just so many that – I learned bits and pieces from different people, like Naya Milan used to, you know, help me with my transition when I first started. And I even going to say, Mahogany Chanel, you know, I used to get bits and pieces of different individuals, you know.
Okay.
I really didn't have as I gotten older, I really didn't have a set mother. I basically had to learn on my own about a lot of things and learn different things and learn different essences of knowledge from different people and different, the ladies in the scene and stuff like that. But those people, I can just say, you know, those.
Do you think that the mothers of today in ballroom scene or and not you like I said, this conversation mm-hmm. is not just for ballroom mothers,
right,
but Kiana
right.
is very ballroom mother. So I want to say, do you think that the mothers of today are given as much leeway and control of their children in the house as they should or as they had as back then?
I don't know. That's a difficult answer, a question to answer, because every mother is not different. Because I may do one particular thing, they may not. You know what
right,
I'm saying?
You
know,
right.
Every mother is totally different, and they have their own personality of a lot of things. You know what I'm saying?
So would you agree with if that the mother was strong-headed, the house that they are a part of and the family that they
mm-hmm.
are part of would allow them to lead?
Yeah, definitely. You definitely
okay.
have to be strong. You definitely have to be strong. And once you're strong, your kids are strong. And when you fall weak, you know, we all fall weak. You know what I'm saying? We all get to a point where sometimes you don't want to deal. Sometimes you just go through whatever. But when your kids look at that, your kids look at, you know, that. But it definitely has to be that as well as structure, too, as well.
Hey, man, I think that's a really good thing. Okay, I got maybe two more questions for Kiana because they are of some mothers. Kiana, I don't want you to go and I want you
okay,
to still
I'll
be a part.
Sure.
And what you'll do is allow, whenever the mother comes, just allow them to send me to do the
of
same
because
I would like, you know, them every to meet. Okay, if you are a mother and you are on hold and you press 1, unpress 1 because this is that number. No, all of you. Angel, Dawn, I see y'all need to unpress 1. I think that's Divine. Y'all need to unpress 1. If any callers have, I see them. I know that. That's Angel, Dawn. Okay. Any callers that have any, oh, wow. Okay. All the mothers are on the line. Thank y'all very, very much. But those numbers hold out on Switchboard. If any callers have anything that you are on the line and you listening and you want to say something to Kiana, this is the time to give your praise. Kiana, my next question is, so are you and your kids all coming to the collection room?
Yeah, we're definitely making it down there in Virginia, doing what we got to do, being one knit family unit and doing what we have to do.
Well, yeah, I mean, y'all do that very well. And,
yeah.
You know, God bless you and your whole motherhood.
Oh,
but my thing
you.
Is, like I said, I want you to say everything. My last big question is what I needed for the mothers to do. Because, like, with that number, I'll get her in a second, but I want, before bringing any mother, I want TT. So, and her number should be 347-933. What TT has said, what, as a mother, would
mm-hmm.
you like to say to, okay, you can bring in 1 second, we're going to bring her on. What, as a mother, would you like to say to the young youth and the kids today? Because TT posted, now I'm not sure,
mm-hmm.
I posted it all around, you read it. And I made the show based upon that because, I mean, I think as mothers, we need to learn to speak out more and we need to learn to give our children the right guidance. Sometimes they just don't know. So what, as a mother, would you like to say to the young youth or the young men or the children of the community, period, Mother Kiana?
Oh, wow. First of all, I would like to say, that's kind of tough, but I would like to first say, love you and love thyself. And that's one big aspect of it, because a lot of these children, some of them are very young, they're very insecure, and just know that you don't have to do everything to try to fit in, fit in to be somebody else. Learn to be yourself and learn to love who you are, and just keep on doing what you do. You don't have to do certain things, as I said, certain things to fit in, and just learn to love you, and you'll be okay.
Okay. Well, I so appreciate you. Kudos
mm-hmm.
to you. Kiana's going to be on the line for everybody that's listening. She's always so involved, especially in positive conversation like that. That's what mothers do.
Mm-hmm.
So she will be on the line, and if somebody would like to say something or address her, she'll be right there. But I'm not going to even mute you. I just wanted to let every mother get their fair grace on coming on the show and saying who they are. But before I bring the next mother on, I want to bring my sister who basically really took me and gave me the confirmation. She was a confirmation from God because she told me, you do go, you do speak, and you do say something, and it's very important. I just want to bring TT Alora. She's like, you know, I call her the bridging and gapping of that house, and I want to bring her on the line. So it's 347-933. Is that there? TT, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, okay, all right. So, Kiana, you know TT, right?
Of course. We go
okay,
back
yes, right. Well, say hello, bitches.
Hello, bitches. What's up, bitch?
How are you
We go back like car seats.
Yeah, we don't we all? So TT is in the law, and she's a real dear friend of mine. So we go back like boys, and this is the for real show. I'm just keeping it real, and she encouraged me to keep it real and to say something to bring these mothers together and to let's figure out, you know, how can we get these kids to just guide them in the right thinking pattern. TT, I want to thank you so much for starting such a controversial conversation. It went all over Facebook, and thank you for coming on the show with me as my sister and my friend and a mother of your own set of kids. So I wanted to give you some room to say a few words, and then I want to bring on the next mother.
You can go ahead because I'm driving. I can't really.
Just be right there. I want to give you your homage or whatever. Kiana, you as well. You right there. Okay. So like I said, to any other y'all callers, if y'all want to mute your phone, if y'all doing something, y'all can mute your phone. But I do also like for it to be a platform where we can all reach out to each other. So that's very important.
And I had another thing. Okay.
Go ahead.
I was saying, Nicole, and also I thank you to the kids out there. You know, respect one another and try to remain humble. And when you remain humble, it comes a long way. When you're disrespectful and all this stuff like that, it's so unnecessary. When you give respect, respect comes back.
Amen.
Today's day and age, a lot of these children are so disrespectful. They will look at you and roll their eyes, and they'll say this and say this and say that, and it's just like, wow, the scene of today. I mean, respect. Give respect where it's due.
Okay. And y'all heard it. TT, mute your phone until you want to say something, because I want that background. And Kiana, you could do the same. Thank you, sister. I love you so much, and thank you for being the kind of mother that you are in this boardroom scene. I can't debate with you because I've seen and watched the things that you've done, and I thank you, and I'm sure all of your kids appreciate you as well. All right, the next mother that mother to mother, there is no other that I need for her to tell me why she's a mother. And this is a very dear friend of mine too. If you all know, I've been on a very long time, so I know these mothers personally, and it will be the overall mother of the House of LaCroix. Dawn LaCroix has been in Philadelphia turning it and being a mother to these children for years. Some of you may say that she is shady, but as a mother, that may work for her. So don't judge her, as she would say. And you could bring that would be 267-230, my legendary sister, Kennedy LaCroix. Kennedy, are you there? And I hear somebody on my radios. They need to mute their phone because I can hear myself. Switchboard is 267-230. Is she there? So we have the overall mother. So she there? Well, let's see. Am I echoing? Does somebody have they on their phone? Yeah, was somebody on the phone by their computer? Because I can hear myself, ladies. Hold on, I want to know. And the numbers that are in the queue for mothers, I see 678. I believe that would be Shasha. I see 585. I believe that would be Divine. And I also see you, Miss Angel. But you would have to be on me right now. I'm looking for Kennedy LaCroix. So she is not there. I wonder where's my switchboard. Hold on. I want one because I can go to the next mother. I don't have. Oh my God. Hello? Yes, he will. Yes. Mothers, my mother just entered the building, and your background is working it out. Where is the 267? Oh, wait, hold a second, mother. Hold on. I got so into it. All y'all mothers, hold y'all motherfucking pause. I want to first get this lady is ancient as ever, saying she's so old. She's been voguing and doing things longer than a lot of the masters and the people that are there. Yes. Wait a minute. Where the hell did she go? Well, I'm going to give her her introduction anyway. She's of my original and first mother, and she's a lot of you people mothers as far as coming out into the ballroom scene or just hitting out on the pier in the village. We all know the Lycon, the Kool-Aid, the Nanushka, the mother that has been tapping you on your shoulders when she sees something, you know, she likes about you, and she say, mother, I want all of us to say a happy birthday. Switchboard, if you can give the icon Selvin Kool-Aid Khan a happy birthday. Today is her birthday. She is 85 years old, and she's still here on the mic giving you guys everything you need. So if you can give me a happy birthday song for her, that would be greatly appreciated. Oh, Jesus. Listen, darling. Okay, happy birthday to Nanushka. Happy birthday from Blog Talk Radio. Happy birthday from Tins and Chops. And happy birthday from me. I love you. Happy birthday. And I'll give you a call personally in a second. Is Kennedy back on the line, the switchboard? Somebody is listening to their computer. No, okay. So the next mother I'm going to then will be another mother that's very, very dear to my heart. She's also my sister, and we go back like car seats, and I love her, and she's been one of the mothers since the late Danielle passed away, the iconic mother, and she come along in the seat, and she's been the Dawn is calling you. Okay. She's been the overall mother since. I think that she has done a phenomenal job. She's been in the ballroom scene for a very long time. So, Switchboard, could you check and see if we have the number 215-743? Is she there? This would be the overall mother of that legendary, iconic house of Revlon, Angel Revlon. Okay. Let's see if she's here. 215-743. I heard you some more. Okay, Angel, speak.
Hello.
Hi, sister. How are you?
Hey.
How is what's going on and shit from Philadelphia?
Girl, just getting ready for this collection so we can collect that cash.
Oh, wait, so you say to the other mothers that you and your girls are coming to collect that cash.
We always win that.
Okay. Well, you did hear the overall mother, you know, says Kiana Ivisa will be there with her children. And I know the overall mother, Shanice, will be there with hers and Kelly. And so, you know, this is going to be a big juice here at the Collections Ball. Well, I hope every mother is being together with their children and coming about and bringing this togetherness so that we can go get this $15,000 in Richmond, Virginia, October 15th. The grand prize will be Grand March as a House, $5,000. And if you send every member or whoever you think is a rickety crickety or a microwave, I don't approve of those names, but if you send them to the floor, that night would be their night, and that would be a helper to you getting closer to the $10,000. If y'all on the line and y'all just got questions about that, you always feel free. Jasmine is in the air. Collections is in the air. And anything you need to know will be discussed. So mother to mother, there is no other. Tell me why you are a mother.
As opposed to Kiana, she has a nurturing sort of stance where, and that's the way that she's a mother. She's more of a nurturer. And I don't consider myself more of a nurturer. I'm more of an educator. And because I'm kind of the kind of mother that I'll listen to your problems and let you cry for a minute, but I'm going to stop you from crying and let you, you're going to have to sit down and come with a plan of action to get you to where you want to be at.
Right.
So, you know, I'm not really I'm the kind of mother, instead of cooking for you, I will teach you how to cook yourself. Kind of a mother. Because all my kids, I want my kids to be self-reliant and self-sufficient and able to, you know, make their way in this world on their own two feet. So, what makes me a mother, I would really feel as though, is because I really never had the guidance of a mother. So a lot of my experience comes from the experience of living it and doing it. And I've made, you know, I started off from a very rocky start, and I've never lost that. I've always remembered where I came from. So I'm always able to help someone and be really able to help them to learn how to really get where I'm at. You know what I mean? Because I have a lot of girls that come to me, and they're like, well, how did you do this and how did you do that? And I just really let them know very humbly, like, baby, I was born the same way you was. I didn't have none of that, and this is how I did it. And actually, you know, I worked for ActionAid for over 7 years, too.
I'm not to interrupt you. I'm sorry, Andrew. Sorry, I apologize. I want to... Kiana, mute your phone, because if you're listening from a computer or something, we can hear it. So if you can mute your phone, thank you. Thank you, sis. All right, I'm sorry. I'm Angie. You go ahead.
No, that's okay. So, I don't know. A lot of the knowledge that I have from doing a lot of research. So when people ask me about hormone therapy and stuff like that, I can actually give them the technical information that they really need to know. I can tell them exactly what it's doing to your body, what it's doing to your organs in your body, what's the best way to do it, what's the best way to balance you out, what's a realistic way to balance it out, you know, what your doctors may say, and then what I know for it to work.
Right,
you know,
you're a very resourceful mother, and you have lots of resources about real educational and personal things that are going on in today's children's life, basically.
Yep.
Okay, I want to ask you a couple of questions. Like I said, I got a lot of mothers on the line, so we're gonna have to go. I'm gonna have to go through them because I gotta be out of here. I got an appointment, girls, ladies, should I say? And what are some of the things you've gone through that actually make you solidified that spot of being mother?
What do you mean?
Some of the things, what your experiences, what are some of your experiences, some of your things that you feel that your motherhood shouldn't be questioned, you know, if that's a better way of wording it. Like, you know, a lot of people say people shouldn't be mothers for different reasons. What is it that you have went through that made you a mother and solidifies you as being a good mother?
Well, you know what, I kind of gauge being a mother as when you look at their children. Like, mm-hmm. Everybody can't really be a mother, and you're not just a mother because you're sitting. No, that doesn't make you a mother because your surgery came out nice. What makes you a mother is more when you look at your children and your children are successful and they are happy and they are healthy and they are actually achieving things in life. That's the way that you gauge a mother.
Mm-hmm.
And when I look around me and I look at the lives that I touch and the people who reach out to me for guidance, that's what they will all tell you, is that I've put them onto the right path. They are making money. They are being well educated. They are, if they, you know, need any type of, they're healthy. And those are the things that I feel as though make me an excellent mother, besides the fact that I sit too.
Okay, so would you say that motherhood has changed from what you know to what it is now?
Well, yeah, I think that a lot of things have changed just in general. Back when we were young, there was more respect, period, just in general for parents, period. Like even your real parents, there was way more respect because I feel as though a lot of it has to do with the fact that in the minorities, now there are so many young parents that it's like maybe 3 or 4 generations of very young parents, so they didn't even have really good parents. Mm-hmm. So everybody is just winging it, and they're just really disrespectful. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Everybody really feels as though they know what they already know what they're doing. And two, it's kind of like there are a lot more resources now today than there were back then. So a lot of people had to live under the same roof. And that's a lot of reason why, you know, houses back then were so much stronger, because everybody kind of lived in the same house.
Yeah, they were all together. It was a lot of togetherness back then.
You know what I mean?
Say.
So that, you know, and there's something to be said about that, because it does unify you when
mm-hmm.
you live with people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I've had a few times of actually in the House of Revlon where there were situations where we all did live in the same house for a while.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know, so,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I think, like I said earlier, it's very hard to be a mother, especially a mother, because a lot of things fall on your plate as far as what you teach, as far as what you came about and stuff. Do you think that the mothers that they have today should actually be mothers in the ballroom or even out amongst the community? The gay children, you see them, they're 10 years old, that's my daughter. Really? So, like, do you think that they actually should be mothers and they should be put in that position by other leaders or members of their house?
Yeah, see, unfortunately, you know, there is a trend of that where, like, these younger generations, they don't even have a whole moan to it, and they saying that this is their daughter, and they got, like, 8 of them. You know, and that's just what I'm saying is happening, too, just in regular society where young people are having children, and it's screwing everything up because they don't even know up from down and down from up yet. I don't really agree with that. Like, in my own household, I don't even allow for there to be a chapter parent unless they are a complete woman within their psyche and their spirit, and actually even in their endeavors, because, you know, when you have your own life struggles and it's very, like, encompassing where you don't have that time to give, you can't really have that kind of responsibility because you don't have enough time to actually carry the weight of that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So when
yeah.
I'm looking for mothers of chapters in my house in particular, I need and I look for people who are strong. They don't necessarily have to be overlooking. They don't necessarily have to win all the time in their category. All
mm-hmm.
they have to do is have an excellent mindset. They have to have leadership qualities where people believe what they say and respect them.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And me, those are the people who I look for in my house to actually be leaders in my house.
Ooh, okay. I think that, yeah, you answered a lot. I had questions, but you kind of like answered pretty much all of them. My next question, I like that because that's what a mother should be able to do. And I appreciate that because you are a very good mother and you have been a mother for a very, very long time. So I do appreciate that. And so you did say earlier that you and your kids are coming to the collection board and you are coming to take that coin.
Uh-huh.
And are we going to look for anything new at the collections ball? Or is the mother coming out in a different category or something like that?
Well, no, because, you know, I mean, history will tell that the House of Revlon so many times wins the house with the most trophies because we are such a large house.
Right.
You know, and we definitely are known also for our as a house categories.
Okay.
Them up a lot, too. So,
okay, so
I think we're just going to give you a little bit more of what we've always been giving you, just in a grander scale.
All right. So my last question is, and you may want to think about this, like I said earlier about the conversation and the things I sent to you, your wall. So you pretty much know what I mean, and the advice and the guidance that needs to be put out to these kids. What, as a mother, would you like to say to all the young children and the young youth of the community, your own kids being your house kids, what would you like to say to them?
You know what I tell them, it's not what you do, it's how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel as though if you're young and you're hot, You should definitely have all the fun that you can. You just need to be protected. You know, just because you want to be a whore, because you're so fine and stuff like that, who am I to tell you that you can't have all of them because they live for you down? You should. Mm-hmm. As long as you're strapping up and they're strapping up, then have yourself a ball. Do you, because we all was young, and it would be foolish for me to sit there and tell you not to do it, not giving you the tools that you need, knowing that you're still going to do it anyway. I school them. I give them condoms. I tell them all the different ways that, you know, you can protect yourself and the different ways that diseases are transmitted. You know what I mean? Even the oral ways, you know, and I tell them to go ahead and have a good time. And then, you know, I have had so much more response from telling someone to have a good time and protect themselves as opposed to them telling them, don't be a whore, don't be a slut, don't do this, don't sleep with that person, don't do that, because they're not going to listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to
yeah.
listen to that. You
well,
can't
I mean,
tell them not to have that fine butch queen because you heard he got the kitty. They don't care.
But the only thing we can do, and I understand that clearly, that, you know, their kids will do what they want to do and that they are grown in their own way, but what they are doing are not right, and some we as mothers who know that should guide. Now, we can't tell them what to do, and I say that to my son, and I say it to my personal kids and everything when I'm talking to them. They go to explaining, Mom, well, I'm going to do this, Mom. I got one that's his mommy. And, like, I tell him, I don't care what you plan to do. I'm just going to tell you what I know. And I want to tell you what I know about what you're about to do. Now, you can do whatever you like, but I need to tell you as a mother what you will be bringing yourself into. So I just wish that every mother on that note understand that you cannot make the child. You know, our mothers couldn't make us, or a lot of us wouldn't have on wigs or weaves or grown our hair down our back. But we did what we wanted to do. But when someone is speaking to you children and they're giving you advice and they're coming from a place where you are now headed, you need to pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
Angel, I greatly appreciate it. I hope that you can stay here with us on this line because there's mothers to come. Like I said, I won't be in here longer than about 1:15 because I have an appointment, ladies, and I have to get out of here. So I'm going to be fast away as my interviews go or whatever. So if you'd like to stay right there, and once we're through, and if you have something you want to say or something you would like to add, you can come in. You can just mute your phone or, you know, and we have an active switchboard. So you can be able to be brought back in. I love you. You are a very good mother. Thank you so much for supporting me. And anytime me calling you, you're willing to support my cause. You're my sister. That's what's up.
Love you, sister.
And like I said, that was the iconic, legendary angel overall mother, Revlon. And y'all just heard her live in here and how she feels and what she thinks about mothers. Now, I just got a Facebook post from one of my nephews, and I want to say to you children, if you have something you want to say, if you want to address, you can press 1. It's good to hear your mothers, but you can press 1. If you want to tell them you love them, you can press 1. This is a moving show. Y'all don't just have to sit here and listen to me. If there's something you want to say, throw out to them. Kiana's still here. Angel's here. TT's here. If y'all want to say something, they can be unmuted and y'all can speak to them. So definitely, you know, feel free to call in and talk. And discipline. Yes, discipline is very important. Okay, I want to go ahead, like I said, I see you at the collections, Angel. I want to go ahead and bring on the next overall mother, who I've known for a very long time as well. This is juice. And she's actually the overall mother of my house, this house, the House of Khan, and she's became the overall mother, and she has a long history here with the House of Khan. She has a long history with the House of Ebony, and she has a long history with ballroom, period. That number was going to be 202. Oh, God. Hold that pose. Hold that pose. 705. Let's see if she's there. 202-705. All right, well, we're going, well, this child, let me tell you something, this person, She reminds me of the orphan. What's her name? She is the Philadelphia Smartest Mother. It's my close friend. And she is sometimes delicate for me because she's been calling in here.
Hold on. Let me talk. Wait a minute.
She's been calling in here. Y'all heard me say before I was trying to get to her, she's the mother and has been, like Angel, a very prominent mother in Philadelphia through three houses. And she's also have brought so much to the community. She has a lot of kids. A lot of y'all may think that she's shady because she would be a very stern mother too. And she's not for the bullshit. You're not going to tell Kennedy LaCroix anything as her child, neither me. So without any more ado, now she's finally on the line. My sister and real good friend and the overall mother of the House of LaCroix, coming from the House of Caron and all the things that she established in here. This is Kennedy, my sister Donna LaCroix.
Hello.
Hi,
I'm
girl.
Here now. Hey.
Okay.
Hello, Angel, Kiana, TT. How are you guys?
they on the queue. They all muted unless they have something to say. I told everybody has their personal things. So,
oh, my gosh. It took so long.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm really gagging that everybody came. And, Shasha, I didn't forget about you and any of my mother that's there. I hope you didn't hang up, but I'm really having a really good time with the mothers that are here and decided to stay. So, You know how I feel. We both have pretty much the same values. Maybe, you know,
right.
Kennedy can be a little ticker than I can be reserved. But we know who she is, and she's been a mother for a long time. So my first thing, like I said, for everyone else, I don't need you to tell anybody on this line, because if you are on this line and you don't know who she is, what she walk in, how many categories, then you shouldn't be listening. But I'm going to tell you that you can always look her up and do your homework. So I'm going to go into it straight like this, sis. Mother to mother. There is no other. Please tell me why, Dawn, you are a mother.
First of all, the mother thing is just out the window with me. I'd rather be called mommy. The first words out of a baby's mouth is mommy. Mommy or daddy are the first words that a baby speaks. So the mother thing is like ballroom to me.
Right.
But why a mommy? I just keep it real. You know, I teach my kids, my children, my babies, to respect themselves and let no one be the judge of their character, because they're going to be them regardless. So if you start now by letting someone judge you, they'll judge you for the rest of your life, and you'll be under a microscope. I hope that made sense to everyone.
Absolutely.
If it didn't, then okay. All right, next.
Okay, that's really right. You ready to go over these questions? You're on the road, so I got to get this while it's hot. And what do you think, how do you feel, briefly, because I know how you could go off about this, so the three sisters, about today and how ballroom mothers have changed from yesterday, and the mothers that are sitting in today's seat as mothers.
Okay, are you talking about in the ballroom scene or as mommy?
I'm
the difference between mommy and mother. Nana,
I'm
going to
add them together because the both of them can be a foolery. There are some people
in the community
that have children that should not have children. And there are some people in the ballroom that are mothers that should not be mothers.
Okay,
so they're both
children,
are foolery.
Mothers. Okay.
Right, so I just basically just tell me about just the mother, period, the mommy, however you want to call her.
I don't think the mothers have as much respect as, like, the elder mothers had for themselves.
Mm.
I really don't.
Mm.
I mean, when I look around, like, I may be stern and I may be quiet, and why I'm quiet is because I've learned from the older mothers, the older mommies. I've learned from them, like, put your back to the wall and just watch and focus on what's going on around you. Like, the mothers today are just, like, out of this world. Like, I don't get them. I really don't, I don't get them. They don't have respect for themselves.
Do you think that how on a scale of 1 to 100 have ballroom mothers, let's talk about ballroom mothers, have changed compared to when you were coming up and when they are mothers today?
Oh, completely. Completely.
Cool.
Completely. There's not even a scale. If it was a scale, it would be tipped over completely. There's no comparison to today and yesterday.
Okay.
There's no comparison.
What do you think it takes, you know, to be a good mother?
Self-respect, that's one. Self-confidence, a good heart, an open heart, and never going to anything judgmental.
Definitely, bitch. You eat that. You are on a motherfucking roll. Some more, yeehaw! I love it. So I know for a fact, like Miss Angel sat here and said, "Bitch, no juice." But the House of LaCroix has always been a togetherness situation. So is it safe to say y'all will be in the building October 15th on that floor for that 15,000?
Well, since you know you don't need, that's not a need be asked question. You don't need to ask those kind of questions to me. You know, I'm everywhere the money is.
Okay. All right. I got your text. You coming right now. Next. You coming right now. And press one. Okay. So we know that they're definitely, you're going to come in there and everything. And I have my ask you to, yes. And who was your mother? Would you tell the world?
Renee Caron. Renee
Caron. The mother of Philadelphia. So I think that all speaks from itself. And one more thing before I go to my final
you,
question.
Excuse my language.
Yeah. I speak to me. I'm going to go to one more question before I go to the final question.
Okay.
What have you been through that makes you qualified to be a mother?
I've been through the same things, if not more, than my mother went through. And I watched her go through the things. So I know that I'm able to deal with being a mother and being a mommy. And I've been myself through the storm, and history repeats itself over and over again.
Bitch.
So if I see what's going on, if I've seen it already and I'm warning you about it and you choose to go ahead and do it, I'll smack your hand once. But the second time, I'm going to say, well, what did you expect?
Mm. Wow. This bitch was ready for the show. She was here last week just listening, everybody. But my sister is ready, honey. All the overall mothers, I thank y'all. Y'all, I love y'all. Angel, Keanu, Donna, you know I love you. I'm gagging. Samoa's gagging right now, too. But the next question and the last, my final question is, like I said, my big juice is how people guide and the lack of knowledge that these kids have and all the knowledge we do have. And sometimes as mothers, we get too busy to tell them what they should be doing or too busy to discipline them, like Rashard just hit my Facebook and said, you know, as good parents, because sometimes we're not disciplined in ourselves, and that's why people shouldn't be mothers, because if you can't discipline yourself, you can't discipline no one else. But what, as a mother, would you like to say to the young youth and to all the kids in your house and all your personal kids and the kids are around you, what would you like to say to them tonight?
Respect those that respect you. Respect is due to adults.
Mm.
It's all about respect. And self-respect is most important. Just have self-respect. Screw everyone else's judgment. Have self-respect. You be the judge of your character, because you have to live with it.
Yes, we're going. So are you coming and changing your categories? Because, you know, you fluctuate through things at the collection
ball. I did them all. I did them all.
Okay.
I'm actually just tired, but I'm going to come play.
Okay.
I've done it all. So I'm not really pressed about anything.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, you guys, of course, you'll stay right there. They're going to listen. You'll be able to listen. They'll be muted if you want to come back. You just press one. Wait, Donna. Don't go cranking up again, Frank.
No, I'm serious. No, I was pressing one, and I heard you say hello, and I would say hello, and then it was just like the first time it just like hung up on me, so I didn't know what that was about. But, you know, I'm here.
I love you so much.
I love you, too.
And thank you for coming on here, giving your mother advice, and thank you for giving a word to them children. Chris Woods, you could put her back on hold along with all the other mothers, and we can go to our next mother. Like I said, if you're on the line and you are one of the people that just want to speak and you want to talk or, you know, say something, hold on. The next mother is going to be this. Who the hell is that? If you want to say something and you like to address the mother, well, they're not important. One. Is this number there? If you want to say something to a mother or something, I don't know if I have a caller on here, but I'm going to take this caller. It's 02740. 02740. You on the air? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi, who's this? That number, this is Niecy?
Yes.
Okay, hold up. I don't know why your number's come.
I don't know who's on that switchboard. They're doing a bad job.
I'm so sorry.
And I was here when the first time when you called me out.
Okay, no, because your number is coming across their switchboard in a host, 02750.
Well,
you don't see the two.
Whoever's doing it needs to be fired.
Okay, well, first of all, hold on. Let me give you your little thing. Of course, and now that y'all all hear her voice, this is the overall mother of the high legendary House of Khan, the iconic House of Khan that has been around for a very long time. Her herself, I'm sure her history speaks for itself. That's not what we're looking for. So this is a mother-to-mother conversation. She's been a mother for a very long time, and she's been a family, a part of the House of Khan, and nurturing and being there with these kids for a very long time. She's DC-bound. So, you know, and my sister, I love you. Thank you for coming on here with all the other mothers. So I'm sure you heard the format, so I'm going to give it to you, right, so you know, you just make your questions with
smart. I heard everybody. Hi, ladies. Hi, mothers.
Okay.
Hi, everybody.
Okay, so I'm going to make it just like that, so we only have, like, about 20 more minutes left. I have an appointment. And
okay. So before you start it.
Okay, so my question sister, who I've known for a very long time, so you know Shanice is a very real stern, you know, person. You know, she's nice with it, but she's stern as what she says, and that can be offensive to people who she's being very nice to you. So I'm saying to you, Shanice, mother to mother, there is no other. Tell me, Niecy, why you a mother?
The reason why I'm mother is gone, I feel as though that title was owed to me. From back over 2 years ago. But however, I'm mother, and I thank God for the title. But to answer your question about, you know, just being mother and the guidance and the the guidance and everything that you have to put forth to being mother, first of all, I have to say that I'm a God-fearing person. And without God, I don't think I would be able to do this. Because being a mother, a human behavior is a learning experience. You have to learn from someone else, whether it's good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
And from my birth mother, she was a good mother to me until my transformation. She kicked me to the wall. But however, I'm grateful for that because there was God who helped me, sustain me. To name me the first one to come, so therefore I know how it feels to have a supportive mother and a mother who, when times my heart turned her back, then when she did that, I was introduced to other great people who became my mother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, Steve Kahn, Bridget Aphrodite, and even Samaya Ebony. So, you know, I think like, and you know, from that learning experience, you know, it brought me to the person who I have become.
Mm-hmm.
And
just
being as a mother, you have to be like Dawn said, you have to be open minded. You have to be open minded and have an open heart. And me and my children, I'm very overprotective. And jealous. You know, of the people who they interact with, because one moment of pleasure can bring you a lifetime of pain.
Amen.
You know, like it's just for that moment, you could fuck it up for that person that you're destined to be with.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So, like I'm opposite from Angel. Angel says she give them condoms, tell them get their life, or. From what I understood from that, I'm against that. Like, save yourself. Don't wear yourself out from sleeping with this person that's hot in the ballroom, sleeping with this person. And by the time, like I say, you meet the person you're destined with, you burn the fuck out. And, you know, then you wonder why no one wants you, or, you know, because your reputation in this situation. Not only that, like, you know, I'm not perfect. I'm far from perfect. From a woman of my stature, and what I've been through, you know, I can only tell my kids what I've been through and just give them the best advice. And sometimes for me, I'm a Cancer, so I'm really emotional and protective. And sometimes when it comes to the relationship or dealing with someone, depending on their experience, I can be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I would rather
I would rather be wrong.
Let me bring you on to another question. And what's name now? You can't go on what's name because I got 10 minutes, 15 minutes. I got three other mothers. So, all right. So listen this one. How do you feel about the change? And do you feel that it have changed from the mothers from when you were being blossomed into the scene to the mothers of today?
Well, no, because actually the mothers that I have a close relationship with, I still have that bond with them. You know, like, I still have that bond, like, when I'm going through something, as being a mother. As when I was a healthy, I was a mother of a child, and now I'm a mother of all. So when I don't have understanding, if that's something that is important, you're not perfect. So when you don't understand something or something's confusing to you, you go to someone who is more experienced.
Just to give you a better understanding, or you take it to prayer. I could do say the mothers today to me would be totally different as far as nurturing or having the concern as the mothers of yesterday. I think we were from an era where mothers.
But you know, like the mothers of yesterday, them are my mothers. Like the mothers of today, like you know what? Like people ask me, what's the difference? It's a whole different situation. It's a whole different subject. But people ask me, what's the difference between the face category and the old, like face category now and back then? Back then it was more glamorous, it was more structure, it was more love, it was more support. You know, so like the people that I look up to, the people that who hold me down and support me and give me advice and guidance are the same people from that era. You feel me? That's the same era that basically all the mothers that part that's on the phone, that's the same era that we grew up under. That's the same era
If you have noticed that the same era, like the mothers from that era are on the phone. They are my friends and they are my sisters. But the mothers from this era are not. They are not.
The mothers of this era, I don't really, you know, like the mothers of that era, them are the mothers that, you know, I call or that I have a bond with, like Kiki, Kiana, Angel, and Dawn see each other. We see each other. It ain't a shame, but, you know, we cool or whatever. But, you know, like, you know, them are the mothers that, you know, the mothers of this era, I know them, but I don't really have an accord or a bond. So I can't really comment on them or what they do or how they do things.
Okay, well,
I'm calling from the mothers of yesterday.
Yes, they are. Okay, kudos to the mothers that are still reigning today. I don't want to not acknowledge, thank you, Shani, to acknowledge that the mothers are still from then. Y'all are still here. So kudos definitely to the mothers and everything. Would you be at that collections ball with all your children, even as myself? Would you be there and ready for that?
I plan to be. If God grace me with the strength to make it, and if I live to see that day, you know, tomorrow's not promised. So
right.
I count everything on God's blessings and grace.
Okay, so my next question was my final question that I asked everybody. And I wanted to say, okay, what as a mother would you like to say to the young youth and the young children of our community today?
About the community today?
Yes.
Have preservation and don't rush into anything. Don't rush into me. Take your time with everything, even with the film coins, even with the good coins, or whoever that's sponsoring the film coins. So not rush into anything. You have time. If God grants you the time, you have time. Be respectful. And not only that, be respectful to the older girls who have paid the way. And that's the thing with the girls nowadays. They don't respect the girls who have paid the way. For them to be able to walk and get the grace and the homage that they do, and, like, to God first. Like, and get an education and get a career.
Very important. Very, very
and
protect, important.
And Angel say, as Angel say, protect yourself, put partners on.
Very important.
And live a long life.
Very, very, very important. Well, y'all heard it, and all you young children out there listening, you heard the overall mother of the House of Khan, Shanice, and everything she said. Thank you, sister, for coming here. I know you're going through your own thing, and I appreciate you for supporting me and coming up here to Mothers to Mothers. And I'm happy that my whole platform has actually been overall mothers, because I didn't think that that was going to happen. So kudos to all of y'all overall mothers that are still standing in the wings and still presenting it to the floor. I love you, Shanice, and thank you. You could just stay on. They're going to put you back on hold. And they'll put you back on hold. If you want to hang up, you can, but I know you're busy. So.
Well,
but if you want to listen, they'll just put you on hold.
I got to go to bed. I love you guys. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Okay, I love you. Thank you.
Love you. Y'all ladies have a good night. Be safe. Bye. See you next time. Bye.
Okay. Well, that was my fourth mother. I'm on the roll. This is cute here. Now, is Shasha still on the line? Because, you know, she has also been a very mother from the past, and she's still, okay, yes, she is. So, wait a minute. Let me see something. Hold on. Of course, like I said, if anybody's on the line and you want to press 1 and you want to come up here and you want to say something to the mothers, they are still here and they are still in the queue. You can press 1 and you can come on the line and you can say whatever you need to say. Yes, that's it. Hold on. But this person also comes from an era where I am from. You know, I've known her, seen her around. I can't say I've known her actually really personally. We've actually just recently started speaking to each other like we have in this because of the radio show. So kudos for the radio show for bringing things together. Thank you, Kelly, and thank you, Jasmine, for producing such a platform where everybody gets to come together. But she's been a mother for a very long time, and she's also a mother of the House of Chanel. I'm not sure if she's the overall mother, but I know that she is the mother, and if she isn't, she makes the overall decisions because she's been there for so long. So whoever the overall mother is had to get her vote. So without any further ado, a nice, loving person and who does love to be in very positive conversations, especially as such, I want to bring on Shasha Chanel, the mother of the house, the legendary mother of the House of Chanel. Moving on to Icon, you can bring her on the line.
Hello.
Shasha, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, lady. How are you?
Hi, Nicole. How are you?
I love you, too. Thank you so much. It just took me reaching out to you and you there.
Right. Well, first, let me say this, Nicole. My name is Shay Shay.
Shay Shay. You know what? I've been saying Shasha for the
It's a lot of me, so you got to say it twice.
Okay. Shay Shay. Shay Shay. Okay. Yes, thank you. So I was you've been here the whole night, so you've heard the whole conversation.
Okay.
And how long have you been here? Have you heard the whole conversation with all the different mothers?
I've heard other mothers. I respect so many. All the mothers have something good to say. That's a really good thing. I've heard everybody actually.
Okay, well, I'm having this conversation because I was basically here, just like I said earlier, about my friend, my dear friend Titi, who posted up things about kids and how they're just choosing to infect each other or do what they need to do. And I actually begin to think that a lot of them thinkings and patterns come from people not having the right type of guidance. So I decided to reach out to the mothers of the houses and the mothers that have been in situations long enough to know what it is to do and how it is to guide a child. So without any more ado for you, I have a couple of more minutes, so then I'll see what other mothers there, but I will start off like I started off with everything. Mother to mother, there is no other. Tell me why, Shay Shay, you are a mother.
Well, first, I have experience. I've been around the block. I'm of age. I'm secure within myself. I'm educated, and I'm secure within myself, and I'm educated, which basically means I've been through the trial and error. I'm not a little girl. You can't just shit on my head and tell me that it's raining.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
You know, I think what also makes me a mother is I'm loving, I'm understanding, but I'm tough. Tough love builds character. Life is tough. The decision that we made with ourselves to be true to ourselves, whether it be give breast or whether it be gay openly, is tough.
Mm-hmm.
Our biological parents didn't want us to make the decision, but we were true to ourselves, and it takes bravery to do it. So that means the real world is tough. Whether you cut or whether you look like a woman or what, when they find out what the business is, they hand it to you. So you have to be prepared for this. I'm not the kind of mother that's going to just say, oh, yeah, you're pretty, and they're not going to get it. No, bitch, it doesn't work like that at all. Because when it all boils down to with you with the trade in the room, when you when it comes down to it, you got to tell them what it is. When you're going to go to the job to get an interview or when they're trying to sign them W-10s or W-4 papers and you pull out the ID, if you haven't had the SRS, it's going to say male. So real life, it's going to be tough. So I'm a tough mother. Tough love builds character, and it makes you a strong person. My mother, I come from a single-parent home. My mother was a young mother, so it was her and me and my three brothers. So I had to learn how to be together. I had to learn how to make good decisions fast, and I was the oldest. And my mother was tough on me. So as a mother, I'm tough on my boys, and I make them respect all female figures. And I'm even tougher with the girls because, first of all, you're making a bigger decision by going into being a transgender woman. Mm-hmm. So that's tough within itself. There's no guide, there's no guides, no guides, no handbook, there's no instructions. It's all trial and error. Some of those errors can be deadly. You need your life after I have some errors. So I teach them to listen. Shut the fuck up and listen. I'm in this position. Actually, I didn't act. The funny thing is, you know, Nicole, every mother, if you ask every mother, they didn't ask for the position. Good mothers normally are given the position.
Right.
I know that's what happened with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
So
you're
whatever,
sure right. Mm-hmm.
Someone saw something in me that I didn't see in myself. So since someone awarded me the position, I just took and ran with it and did the best with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good. And how for you, we've touched base on this before, how different has it all changed as far as the mothers today and the mothers of yesterday and the mothers that people, other leaders allow in and outside the scene to be mothers or to put them in them positions that they're not ready for?
Well, I think, well, first, since this is a male-driven sport, I think a lot of times the men make decisions and they fall for a pretty face and a small waist. That leaves after a while. Okay, so if you're a Barbie doll, you're pretty and don't have no sense, how can you leave? So a lot of times I think what has happened with the ballroom scene, with the whole mother thing, oh, she's pretty, she's hot right now, and then in 2 years she'll be strung out on drugs, but she's the mother of your house. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? So I think what has happened is a lot of people fall for the pretty thing. The younger, the prettier. She's hot. She's the hot thing right now. But what about longevity? And I think that's what has one of the things that the House of Chanel has carried is the blueprint. I think if you're going to be a mother, I don't believe personally, this is my personal opinion, I don't believe a mother, if you're a mother for the House of Chanel, you're going to be a female figure some kind of way. That's first. I think that's what has happened. A lot of families or a lot of houses have put, you know, people in positions, oh, he walked down, da-da-da-da, but he doesn't know how to be a mother. You understand what I'm saying? So I think that's what's happened. I think a lot of times they make quick decisions for the moment opposed to longevity. All the older mothers, if you look back, like the Paris is Burning, I remember seeing Pebble LaBeija. I didn't have any idea what Pebble LaBeija was, but I saw her kids in the background, how they respected her when they listened. When she would talk, they didn't talk over her. They didn't try to be fair. They shut up and listen to their mother. That's what it's about. My mother used to tell me children should be seen and not heard.
Amen. Yep. You will learn a lot more, though. You will learn a lot more.
And I think that's the problem with the younger generation now. I call them overnight success. And remember, we had this conversation before. You put them in the microwave for 10 seconds, and they're fully grown.
Popcorn.
Popcorn, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
And you put them in too long, you burn up. That's what happens. I think the younger generation now feel like they know everything because they're on the internet and they can, like you said, it's more resourceful. Yes, but just because you look at it and read up on it, if you haven't walked in those shoes, you can't tell me a goddamn thing about it. And I think a lot of times with the hormone thing, I think what happens is a lot of kids come to us from broken homes, like one of the mothers said earlier, Kiana, they come from broken homes, so they're searching for love. So I think what has happened is a lot of them, with them searching for love, they make bad decisions because they want acceptance, they want love, they want to be a part of something great. And a lot of them, I think what has happened is a lot of leaders sell them a pipe dream opposed to being real with them. You know, I've never told any one of my children to, okay, she's cunt, she's real, she's 14 years old, she'll have no education, she should be a mother, or she should be cunt. I've never ever told any one of my daughters that the lovely as they are to just go take hormones at 14 years of age. I don't, for certain mothers, that's fine. But to me, you haven't been through high school, you haven't even been to middle school.
You haven't done anything.
Who's to say when you're 18 years old with a time to vote that you can even fill out the voter's registration card? So that means that makes you become that cripples you. You become an unproductive citizen of the United States.
Definitely, definitely. Oh, wow, that was very great. Your mother is giving me my L-I-F-E. Unfortunately, there haven't been a mother that came up on the phone that I kind of disagree with. But that's always a good thing. And Shasha, who was your mother?
Well,
who's your gay mother?
My gay mother didn't come up the bar and say. Her name is Maya. She is a well-established hairstylist in Richmond, Virginia. She's a sex change. She has her own business. She has done nothing, you know, outlandish with, you know, as far as money making. She's always been a positive person. I remember she came to me and told me when I was young, "We're gonna be a girl," and I was like, "No, I'm not. I'm scared of my mother." You know, so she always looked up to her. We grew up together. She was older than me, but she's not in the bar. She walked a few balls, you know, in Virginia, but my mother didn't come from the ballroom scene. However, okay. You know, I admired Danielle Revlon. She was one of the people that I, not necessarily was obsessed with, but I loved how she could come in the room and take over no matter what. People yeah. thought, this bitch, like, to witness her in person. Like, I remember Terry Chanel at the North Versus Softball they had a long time ago. I was like, "Terry, I want to meet her. I want to meet her." And she had a white dress, a tube dress. Remember, she had a big fur chinchilla coat and all the weave and the great contacts and the red lips. And she walked up to me and spoke. I couldn't say shit. Nothing came out. I was starstruck. So for me, she was one of the ballroom mothers that I always had a admiration for. You know, I didn't know anything about her. I had the honor of seeing her a couple of times, but I never had a chance to talk to her. But she, the way the Revlons, I remember watching, like Angel said, the runway of the house, how they came together, and everybody always gave Danielle that respect. So for me, the ballroom mother, I think she was one of the ones I wish I would have had a conversation with. But my gay mother, she taught me a lot about being a woman. She always said, being a woman is not about how pretty you are or how big your breasts are. It's a state of mind.
Amen. That's definitely.
You have to be strong, especially as a transgendered mother, because you're going through the struggle yourself.
Definitely. I definitely have to agree with that. I think in order to be somebody, you know, you gotta come from something. You gotta have a story. So in order to be a mother, you definitely have to have went through the downs and the ups of what they went through in order to be able to teach them differently. You can't be in the same situation as your children and expect for them to listen to you.
And you know, you have to set a good example, Nicole. I think a lot of times a lot of mothers lack being strong. Like with my house, we have boys, a lot of guys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I had to be a tough mother. I've never been the kind of mother that was like, okay, da-da-da. I've always been tough. I've never, like, tough on the boys. Talk back. I've punished them. I've struck them. You've heard the stories of me bust them in the face.
Oh, yeah, I got my sticks. I got sticks. All of my kids will tell
but
you,
I
got the
play,
sticks.
You know what I'm saying? But with boys, you have to be tough.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Like,
and boys can be more fast-mouthed than girls sometimes, you know, as far as gay boys
God.
Like that.
Yeah. You have to show them sometimes, and that's because, once again, they come from broken homes.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
So they really look up to you as a parent a lot of times, too.
Yes, and that's what I think that a lot of mothers and all of us mothers on the line need to always remember that a lot of these kids come from broken homes, and we may not feel that we have the energy or that we want to go on, but they actually find an attachment to us. So when they're calling your phone every day and they're trying to speak to you and everything and your life is busy, take the time out for somebody else because you make him be a blessing to your own very child at that moment. So let's not be so selfish with our time.
You know, Nicole, one more thing. A lot of times, I noticed a lot of the mothers that were on the line, they don't, like Dawn, like Angel, like Kiana, we don't, like a lot of times, I think the misconception, too, where a problem lies is people feel like the mother, she should be walking and da-da-da-da-da on the forefront. Mothers sacrifice. A lot of times, a good mother is going to put their children first
Amen.
Before they put themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to get life on walking anymore because I've done it all, everything that I wanted to do. I get more life seeing my daughter that came to me that had, "Mom, I want to walk realness and I want to win." I get more admiration of seeing my daughter's face when she has won at a major ball. She turns it out and she wore what I told her wore. She did what I told her to do.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So
mm-hmm.
I think a lot of times the misconception of a fabulous mother is, well, your mother don't walk. She shouldn't have to walk. A good mother is judged upon her children.
Well, I mean, I totally agree with that. So, the next question is, are you and your kids going to be at that collections ball? And are they?
Sure.
Are we going to have the House of Chanel as a team?
Of course, that's my old. I'm from Richmond, Virginia, so of course we're going to be there. Full effect, all chapters, Virginia, North Carolina, Atlanta, L.A., Chicago, Detroit, in the building. Definitely, we're about money. We've been here for a long time, so it is what it is.
Okay, and what do you, as a mother, what would you like to say to the younger children, your children, your house children, and the younger youth in the community? What is it that would you like to say from a mother's point of view to them tonight?
Listen. I think the biggest problem is listen. Learn to communicate, because a lot mothers can appear to do a lot of things, but we can't read minds. If you don't talk to us, how do you expect us to help you? Love yourself. Accept, be comfortable, become comfortable in your own skin. It's not because you respect yourself that I mean that you're comfortable with yourself. You know what I mean? I think a lot of them need to learn to accept who they are for who they are and stop trying to put on so many different faces. It's funny because I listen to some of my sons and they talk to other boys, and around me they all kind of voguing, and yes, and I'm talking about drag, but when another bush we walk up, they get a deep voice and then they turn straight to New York. I'm like, what? So that means that you're not comfortable who you really are. You're never going to find love like that, because it's all said and done. The real you is going to show up anyway.
Okay. Well, that was Shay Shay, Rubber Chanel. I thank you so much for coming
thank
and being a part of this conversation. Anytime,
I think this is a great platform for you to give mothers a chance, or women to give
right.
us a voice. Like I said, this is a male-dominant sport that we're participating in, and a lot of times they take over, and the newer mothers sit back in the cut and don't do anything but look. And I think it's wonderful for you to have a voice as a female figure in this community,
okay.
a positive voice. I think this is great.
Uncle, thank you. I greatly, greatly appreciate that. Was that if TT's on the line, 347-933, unmute her. I wanted her to be able to say something before I also close the show. If there is any mothers online or people that are on the line and you would like to say something, I'm really excited, y'all. I will do a part two if it's really needed. I don't want any mothers forgotten about. I don't want any ladies that would like to have said something. So I will do a part two if that's what you like. You know me on Facebook, Nicole S. Bowles. I don't check the email, so we ain't going to do all that. But you can hit me up on Facebook or pass it to your girlfriends. I usually speak to all my girlfriends. So I want TT, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, okay. TT is the person that put this, helped me bring this together, and I want to give you the platform to say something because...
I just want to say this because I hear a lot of the mothers saying, you know, the kids can't tell them nothing and blah, blah. And I think that's where the problem's coming in. First of all, like, my real mother, and anyone who knows my real mother, she's a stern motherfucker, but she listens. You have to realize these kids ain't kids. These are grown men and women. So to sit up there and say that they don't know nothing and this and that, that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
You may have experienced things, but your experiences are different from their experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all have to listen to each other. To be a good parent, y'all have to listen to each other. That's how I feel.
Okay, so as the things that you heard and you see the kids and how they think today and their intentions today, do you actually believe that it has a lot to do with what you're saying and the guidance that they're being taught because of the way the mothers may actually think about the solution or how they may handle it can be a twisted guidance, and it allow these kids to just think of or put what they learn outside, because that's where they learn it from, the girlfriends outside, the person that's fierce. What do you have to say about that?
You can't tell people, you know, I agree with, I forgot if it was Dawn or Angel, you can't tell people not to do things. Like, if you're going to do it anyway, just like when we were younger, you could tell me whatever the hell you want to, but if I want to do it, I'm going to do it. But the best thing to do would be to just, you know, tell them to protect themselves, or tell them to, you know, be careful with this, be careful with that. You can't go around putting people's business out. You know, you just have to guide them. Whatever they do, you have to guide them. But you can't tell them what to do and what not to do, because they're not going to listen.
Right. Well, I think that's what I've been saying all night about new mothers and stuff out there that, you know, I'm not telling you, well, you're going to be this, and I say a lot of things in my mouth because I'm very passionate about kids and the future, because they are our future. You know, we were once that way, and we got fucked up in the game, and if you as a mother and you have any type of passion or sympathy for these young children that come out, speak. All I ask is for you to speak. Just tell them what you know. You would gag at who would pay attention. I got calls still today telling me thank you for 10 years ago. So it's possible. Oh. It's there. I have kids that say to me, Nicole, thank you. I have people that call my phone. So it's possible. And all I do is I speak. And that's what I need for everyone to do as a mother, is learn to speak and to tell your child only what you know, not what they should do and how they're going to handle it, because we can't do that. They're going to do that themselves. So I have to be getting up out of here tonight, y'all. This has been such a show. I wish I could go on, but it's always like that. After one good thing, another one comes. So I have to really get up out of here. I said I will do the Mother to Mother show a second time. I would like for Divine. I would like for Dee Dee. I would like for all the other mothers that are out there. And if you are a mother and you feel that they don't think you should be a mother and you dare to come to my platform and have this conversation, make me know why you are a mother and come here. I appreciate everybody on this platform for coming on this phone and saying something. TT, I'm going to ask you my final question for you too. As a mother, for all the kids that you have mothering, what would you like to say to the young youth and the children out there today?
Keep your damn head up.
Okay.
Keep your head up and on strong. That's a lot I said, but that's a lot I got to say, but I know you got to go, so.
Well, no, you can go ahead. I'm not going to go ahead. Go ahead. I'm putting all my stuff on.
We'll stay for part two.
Okay, so if you all like to, because the switchboard is not normal, whatever, I will do the part two. I have so much fun, and I hope everybody was listening on the line. And next time we'll be able to, I'll do the show earlier so that this is a hot topic and we can go on further. I appreciate all you mothers out there today. Switchboard, is any of them, is everyone still left on the line? Because if you are, you can unmute them. I would like for them all to say goodbye. Let's see. Oh, wait, I have a caller. 347-926.
Just
hello?
Listening.
You were just listening?
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, well, all the mothers on there, if y'all not on this line, I cannot wait for y'all. Kiana, I love her. She's there. Could you come and say goodbye?
First of all, Nicole, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity. And also to all the mothers, my sisters on the phone, I love you all. And thank you so much for our positive show. And whatever, you know, I hope it really brings some light to what's been, you know, talked about.
Thank you.
On different, you know, different views and everything. And thank you so much, and y'all have a good evening.
The icon herself, Miss Angel Overall, Mother Revlon.
Hello.
Go ahead, you're going to say your byes.
Hi, everybody. I see y'all at the collections ball. And
okay, we got something new for you. Angel, one thing to say to y'all ladies.
Oh, somebody's phone got cut off on that note. Let me say one thing I got to say to you. Well, the collection balls is going to be hot, and next week when I come back here from Mothers to Mothers, we're going to drag that along with the conversation like we did. Angel, I love you. TT, God bless you. Thank you for what you've done. All of you listeners out there, I appreciate y'all all listening to me. I'm just trying to be real. That's all I can do. I can just try to be real and tell what I know. A lot of you may disagree with what I say and who I am, but it doesn't matter. It ain't for you. It's for those who want to listen. For all you children out there, listen to your mother. Listen to your leader. Listen to your father, because they know something you don't know. You understand? James would say to me, I got to get it together. He said, I used to tell us, I've never been where you've been, but something, I'm going to get it together. I'll come back to you Tuesday. But it's a hot thing that he would tell us, and it would basically put us in place and differences. He knows way more and have a lot more experiences and has been through a lot more. So in order when he's speaking, maybe we should pay attention, and maybe we should pay attention to any leaders that are speaking to us. Wrap up. If you're scared, pray. And if you don't have a good friend, go get one. I'm the legendary mother, Nicole Kahn. I'll see you all back here maybe tomorrow on, open mic. Okay? So thank you all for joining me, and have a wonderful day. God bless. Good night.
tonight.